You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all
about somebody who saved my soul. Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and I'm not kidding. Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church can be back in studio with me either next week or the following weekend. I know I look forward to having him back in. It's been a couple of years, and he's going to have a whole lot to talk about that first time that we bring him back. Hey, our special guest this weekend, I want to thank Riley Unruh. We had Riley on a couple of months ago. First, we had his dad on. And his dad talked about Riley. We reached out to Riley, who's a professional baseball player. And during Riley's testimony, he talked about T.J. Bennett and the influence that he had on his life. And I asked Riley if I could reach out to T.J., and he said, yeah, of course. What I didn't know is T.J. is right here in Oconomowoc. He's playing for the Dockhounds. And when I called him, I said, so where are you living now? He said, Oconomowoc. I said, in Wisconsin? He goes, yeah, man, playing for the Dockhounds. I said, that's beautiful. Our special guest for the entire hour, I don't think we can call him a cheesehead yet, but maybe one day, he is T.J. Bennett. T.J., how you been?
Mike, I'm good. Thanks for having me, man. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, I really appreciate this, T.J., a lot. Hey, let's talk about your background, kind of where you grew up. And obviously, baseball has been a big part of your life, and we'll kind of get into that throughout the show. But where'd you grow up? And let's talk a little bit about your journey on getting to the Dockhounds.
Yeah. We might need a little bit more than an hour to talk about that journey.
You know what? I did some research, young man. You've seen the world, man.
I've been all over. I grew up in Mesa, Arizona. So, like you heard from Riley, him and I grew up about 10 minutes from each other. One thing I'm not sure if you know is actually our parents go to the same church. My dad is friends with his dad. My mom's friends with his mom. It's pretty cool little friendship they've built there. I grew up in Mesa, Arizona. Went to school out there, kind of bounced around a few different universities for college. And little did I know that I had a journey ahead of me.
Yeah. So the college part of it, and I did see that. Playing in Mesa, how heavily recruited were you as a junior and senior in high school?
You know what? I think you'll hear a theme throughout today. I hope you'll hear a theme that, it hasn't quite gone how it's supposed to go on paper. It's obviously gone exactly how God needed it to go and wanted the places he needed me and wanted to take me. But on paper, it sure looked like it was supposed to be one way. I had all the success throughout high school, all those accolades, whatever. I did all those things. Yeah, for some reason, going into my senior year of high school, I had one junior college offer. So I committed to junior college going into my senior year. And, you know, at that point, all the schools kind of just told me, you know, we've spent all our money, you know, don't really have anything for you. Go get them at a JC and maybe we'll pick you up from there. You know, I led the state in every category my senior year, thinking, you know, scouts are all telling me you're a draft guy. Kind of excited about that. Draft comes and goes, you know, no name called, and just kind of moved on. Shortly after that, Oral Roberts calls me up out of nowhere, and they tell me they just lost their shortstop. And he was on, you know, he had all this scholarship money, and they wanted to give me all his scholarship money. I had never heard of Oral Roberts. I did some research, found out it was a Division I school, good baseball program, Christian University. So it also just happened that I was playing for a state team. Arizona, Team Arizona was going on a tournament in Oklahoma, about an hour and a half from where Oral Roberts was located. So I went and played in that tournament, got to take a little trip to Oral Roberts campus, and decided to commit there, and I moved out there 7 weeks later for my freshman year of college.
Wow. Man. And that's like night and day from where you grew up, right? I don't know if there's much of a day, you know, that's about as different, I guess, as you can be. Maybe if you go from Milwaukee to New York, that's, you know, that's quite a bit of difference. But going from where you grew up to Oral Roberts is man, wait, and being 18 years old or 19, whatever the age was, that's
I was young. I was 17 when I moved
17.
Out.
Holy cow. What, man, that first couple of weeks, you must have been going, what? I'm not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Yeah, man. Shell shocked for sure.
Did they do a nice job of opening their arms and welcoming you?
At Oral Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that there's a couple of different things at play there with ORU. There's a lot more factors than your typical university, just being the private school they are, the history they have. You know, there's a lot of rules involved. There's a lot of different kind of guidelines that they – when I was there, that they very, very strictly enforced. So that part of it was very much an adjustment for me. You know, I went to a public high school. My parents were very open with just kind of giving my sister and I freedom, and they trusted us. And so we earned that trust, and we were able to kind of do whatever we wanted and as far as just, you know, go where we want to be when we want to be there, communicate with our family, and we were responsible kids, so, you know, we were able to kind of have that freedom. When I got to college, I was like, what is this?
Right.
I have to sign into a checkbook. I have to be in by 9:30 at night or whatever it was. I can't wear shorts to the cafeteria. There were all kinds of rules that was a major adjustment for me. But the baseball side of things, they do a really good job there. They got great facilities. They have a really good staff. You know, and Tulsa's a good area.
Yeah.
But like any freshman that shows up at school, you know, there's adjustments. There's adjustments. And, you know, when I look back now as a 29-year-old man, I see it in a different light. You know, when I left there after my freshman year, it was, oh, bad Oral Roberts. This was bad. That was bad. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. These people were mean to me, whatever. And now I look back and I'm like, man, I needed to learn a lot of those lessons. A lot of that really, really set me up for life and how to deal with people and how to be in uncomfortable situations. A lot of different things that I learned from being there. So,
TJ, you know what's interesting is normally it's opposite. You know, normally when you're 17, 18 years old, you leave your home, you go to college, And it's a lot of guys we have on Faith in the Zone say, look, I didn't know how to handle all this freedom. You know what? All of a sudden, there's, you know, my mom's not waking me up at 7 a.m. and having breakfast ready for me, and my dad's not checking in to make sure I'm home by 11. I'm out here on my own, and I went wild for a little bit. Well, Oral Roberts, this is the exact opposite of most of the stories we hear on Faith in the Zone.
Yeah, and I think, I guess, you know, my story, like I said, it doesn't quite line up with what it should look like on paper. And that's another way of that. I think I definitely attest a lot to that, to my parents. I think they did a phenomenal job at the way they set up my sister and I for life. Just letting us make choices as we became teenagers and adults and prove to them that we could handle those choices. I found out later on in my years that when we were in high school, my dad, if we told him, hey, I'm going over to Johnny's house, we'd get in our car and drive over there. My dad would follow us.
Good for him.
And I think it's awesome. You know, it doesn't bother me. I didn't need to know it then. You know, now I have a little baby as a dad, like, and I start to think of how I want to parent my kids. I love that because he did trust us, but he wanted to make sure that he could trust us.
Yeah.
And he also knew that we were 16, 17-year-old kids, and, you know, there's the temptation to lie and deceive your parents. And I think after a while that my sister and I proved to him that we were trustworthy and honest about what we were doing. You know, he definitely stopped following us around and things like that. But, you know, we built that trust. We built that relationship. And, yeah, it was a lot different when I moved away to school.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Oral Roberts, you know, you left after your freshman year. But understand that Oral Roberts was not happy to see this guy leave. He was, after his freshman year, Louisville Slugger, freshman All-American team. And, so I would assume that that baseball coach is not too happy to see you go. And you've been, I'll tell you what, you've been a number of places, and we definitely will talk more about some of the places you've played. But right now, TJ Bennett's here. He is here in Oconomowoc. He is playing for the Dock Hounds. And we will talk a little bit. I've got a feeling in our next segment, when we ask him for his testimony, his coach, his manager for the Dock Hounds, he might be part of this story. I'm just telling you, he might be part of the story because he's the guy that followed him when he was younger. Yeah, I can tell you that. He's playing for his dad out there, and they got a game. This is going to air on Sunday, TJ, and this is a game that you guys got a game today, and you're playing at home here for the next few days, in fact. And that's awesome. If you want to get out, if you've not seen them play, and I have not, but I'm going to because I want to get out and see this beautiful new park, Wisconsin Brewing Company Park. But they have they're playing at home today at 1:30, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday they're at home, and then back at home the third weekend in June and throughout the rest of June from the 20th on. You can go to dockhounds.com, and get a chance to go out and watch TJ Bennett play. And if the manager gets mad at him for something, we'll figure that part out. We'll ask him about that later in the show. Is that his dad yelling at him, or is that his manager yelling at him? We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we will ask TJ Bennett, professional baseball player. And again, he can rake, man. I'll tell you this. I've watched some video of him. Just the ball jumps off his bat. There's no doubt. I mean, he couldn't hit me if I got in there did some batting practice and pitch, but he can hit some of these guys in the league he's playing in. That American is an American Association, correct? That's league?
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
The American Association. He's hitting these boys, but an old grandfather like me, if I get in and start throwing that knuckleball, oh, trust me, TJ, you'd hit the ball
so far.
You'd hit it so far, we'd never be able to find it. Again, go to dockhounds.com. You want to go out and watch some really good baseball and have a good experience in a family atmosphere, you know, head out there and watch him play. I definitely will get out there to watch him play soon, and I look forward to that. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with TJ Bennett. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Our special guest is TJ Bennett. TJ is a professional baseball player. He plays for the Dock Hounds, and he's in Oconomowoc. They play at Wisconsin Brewing Company Park, brand new park, great facility. And man, how is Becca and Jaira? How are they handling Oconomowoc? The change? Are they doing okay?
They're doing great, man. They're just like we all are. We're just settling into our new routine. Jai he's a baby, so he's pretty flexible. As long as he's got mom and dad there loving him, he's good to go.
Hey, can you, before we get to your testimony, Jaira is a name that is different, I think, for me, and I've never heard it before. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, there sure is. So it was around the time when there's a song called named Jaira by Maverick City Music. You get a chance to listen to it. The words are just beautiful. And that song came out around the time that my wife and I found out we had a little boy coming. We fell in love with the name. We looked up the meaning of it. The meaning is, it means the Lord will provide. And
amen.
In the Old Testament, it talks about Jehovah Jireh. This is the mountain that I will call the Lord will provide. And so we decided early on his name was going to be Jaira James Bennett.
JJ.
So what happened was 7 months into my wife's pregnancy. Now you're getting me emotional on the air, man.
Man, that's okay. That's what this show's about.
Seven months in, my wife was having some irregular pains. We didn't really know it was irregular. We were new. We never had a kid before. She's extremely tough. She didn't want to be, you know, complaining or anything. So we just kind of stuck it out for a few days. Five, actually. And long story short, come to find out, she had a placental abruption, which is something that, you know, you got to get into the hospital that day. And we sat at home for five extra days. I mean, long story short, you know, we were in the hospital and Jaira came 8 weeks early.
Oh.
They looked back on everything. We spent over a month in the, or we spent 30 days in the NICU. And nurses, doctors are all telling us that after they heard the story of what happened, how it happened, the details of it, they couldn't believe that they were looking at a healthy baby boy, and let alone a healthy mom holding the baby boy. The way she had kind of an abnormal placental abruption that is actually referred to as a silent killer.
Man.
So the fact that she didn't have any infections or the boy didn't have any infections was nothing short of a miracle.
Amen.
And so we look at his name, the Lord will provide. He was providing long before we knew it. And he's going to keep providing.
Amen to that. Man, the Lord has it. Man, Jai's going to be doing some stuff. TJ, the Lord's got some plans for that young boy.
Yeah, we've heard a few people say that, and it's been pretty cool to think about because, you know, when your entrance into the world is fought by the enemy that hard, it's special to think about what God's going to do with his life.
Well, he obviously got his toughness from maybe from Becca's side. I don't know, but he's look at the toughness that he's needed to survive. And you got to just thank God every day when he wakes up. And look, there are probably nights. How old is Jai now?
He's just over 10 months old.
Oh man, that's a great age, right?
It's fun. He's exploring. He wants to do everything but can't quite do it all yet.
Right.
So there's some frustration involved. But he's on the edge of just taking off. So it's going to be any day now that man becomes a madman. But it's beautiful watching him learn every single day.
Well, TJ, my daughter Katie and son-in-law John, they've got a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 4-month-year-old.
Yeah.
And then my son Matthew, he's got a 3-year-old, little Leah Michael McGivern. And it's interesting because we have these grandkids at all different stages, right? So we can hold the baby. The 3-year-old is he's getting active, man. And he thinks he's Giannis, he wants to play basketball, yeah. All of that. And then the three older ones, it's interesting because the 8-year-old thinks he's 12. And it's kind of like, man, you can't do that. You're 8. And he's like, Papa, right. No, watch this. I got this. I'm good. That kind of stuff. So, hey, TJ, we're talking to TJ Bennett, the entire show. And again, I want to thank Riley Unruh for introducing TJ and I. Hey, the second segment, TJ, and we may end up going into the third with this. And thank you so much for sharing the story with Becca and with Jai. And that just... this show is all about stuff like that. So thank you for that. If you can share your testimony with us, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, if I have to summarize it in one statement, one sentence, I would say the scripture, it's not good that I can't quite remember the exact part, but I believe it's Isaiah 41, and it's basically saying that I'm doing this so that all who see it will know that it was the Lord God that did this. And to be honest with you, I feel like so many points in my life that I look back on, they don't make sense if you look at them through a lens of human understanding. But the only way they can make sense is if you look at them and see it must be God that did this. It doesn't make sense how it happened or why it happened that way, but God made this happen. For instance, when I did finally, well, first example is, like I started touching on, my high school career, went undrafted, unrecruited, simply no opportunities when everything on paper said, this guy's called to play baseball. Fast forward through 4 years of college, I went undrafted 4 different times. And every time was told that I would be drafted.
Wow.
But it just never happened. For some reason, that door just stayed closed. So I went to independent ball. I played independent ball, got released from that team a year later after being one of the top performers on the team. Ended up playing in independent league for another year. I got picked up again, went overseas to Australia, came back, and the way I got my break into affiliated ball was backstage at a worship concert. Figure that one out.
What?
But some friends of mine had some backstage passes at a Hillsong worship concert, so I went back there with them. There were some other people back there, and I saw some athletes that I knew personally, some friends that I knew, so I was talking to them, and they pointed over, yeah, that's the GM of the Giants, San Francisco Giants. And I've never heard the audible voice of God, thankfully. I don't think I'd still be standing if I did. But in that moment, I felt just God's presence kind of show me, point to me, that this guy was why I was backstage. It wasn't really about meeting the band. So I started talking to him. His name's Bobby Evans, and he's a man of faith, and he was the GM at the time. And long story short, he signed me to a contract less than a week later. Played multiple years with them, played all the way up to AAA, was the journeyman through the minor leagues, played all over the place, sent from this team to that team 2 days later. No luggage, no anything, no clue where I'm going to be the next day. None of it made sense, but throughout it all, I had peace. Throughout it all, I knew that God was taking me where he needed me to be. Eventually, to lead the Giants at that stage in my career, it just wasn't the opportunity for me that I felt that I wanted. They respected my decision and let me go. So I went to independent ball, back to the American Association, and played there. I got to sign a contract with the White Sox the following year. In the meantime, I was going over to Australia, and enjoying a lot of success, but really just, I think the coolest part over there was just the freedom that I was able to play the game with. We ended up winning 4 championships in a row, those 4 consecutive years, and it was incredible. Signed with the White Sox. They released me after the 2019 spring training. So I went to Fargo, got a chance to play for my dad as the manager. You know, ultimately, all of it just kind of doesn't make sense. You hear it and it's like, what on earth happened? And you can't explain it unless you explain it through the lens of God was doing something and is doing something. At the end of the 2019 season, I get a cold call from a head coach at Illinois State University, a guy that played for my dad in the past. I had kind of kept in touch with him throughout my career. He calls me out of nowhere and offers me a full-time coaching position at Illinois State University. I didn't really understand why. I actually turned him down at first. I was enjoying a lot of success and having a blast playing baseball. And probably about 30 minutes later, I called him back and talked to him a little bit, got some more information, and I just felt like God was moving me in that direction. So, I stepped out and left the season. We were in first place, and I left about 3 weeks before the end of the season. Left our team. That was one of the hardest things to do. Went straight to Illinois State, and ultimately, I mean, I coached there for 2 seasons, but that's not why I was there. About 4 or 5 weeks after I moved there, I met my wife, and it was very clear from the first second that I met her that this was why I was there. I was going through a lot of kind of just struggle and pain through, you know, whether it's being done playing, moving to a city in the middle of nowhere, a lot of different things about the job that were a difficult adjustment. And when I saw her, it was like kind of that moment, like I said, backstage where I met Bobby Evans. It was clear to me. And you know, long story short, with her, we dated and got engaged 7 months later and got married 5 months later.
Man, that's
and
awesome.
2 months later, we had a baby on the way. And we got 2 dogs as well.
Man.
We've been on the highway of life.
Man, that's awesome. I have to tell you, TJ, good. You know what? And look, I've done enough research for this to get a feel for, you know, you and for Becca, and I've seen some pictures, and I have to be honest with you, I've not seen one picture of you where she's anywhere in the picture that you don't look really happy.
Man, she's my angel.
Amen.
She brings me so much joy. I tell her often that she is my living, breathing miracle from heaven. She reminds me every day of how much God loves me just because of the way she loves me and loves our boy. She's extremely special.
Hey, TJ, we only have a short minute left before we got to get to a break. Becca, was she a Christian before you guys met?
Yeah. We met actually at a church get together. So the church I was going to, she's so solid in her faith and grounded in who she is in Christ. And that to me was the nail in the coffin.
Was she a baseball fan?
Oh, she likes sports. She didn't know what she was getting into with baseball.
Man, none of them do, TJ. I got to be honest with you.
She seems like an angel.
Yeah, my wife, I coached for 36 years, coached basketball. And she would say, like, you guys play the game on Friday, you talk about it on Saturday, you watch film on Sunday, then you got a game Tuesday, so you talk about that game on Monday? Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
And then the summer, you're doing how many summer leagues? 36 years, I would drag her into gyms, TJ, and the 3 years that I coached my son, and we're going to talk about your dad coaching his son in the next segment, but the 3 years I coached my son in basketball at a place called Calvary Baptist in Menomonee Falls, small Christian school. He then went to Maranatha. It was Maranatha Baptist Bible College in Watertown, which is probably 15 minutes from Oconomowoc, 20 minutes from Oconomowoc, played Division III basketball there. And those 3 years I got to coach him. First, when I was coaching him younger in AAU, it wasn't so good. But in high school, I think we figured it out, or I figured it out. I was the adult in the room. I needed to figure it out. And I think it was really good after that. We're going to get to a break, other side of the break. And thank you so much for your testimony. I've got some questions for TJ Bennett. He is playing right now for the Lake Country Dockhounds. They're out in Oconomowoc. And I can tell you this, look at his stats, man. He's hitting the ball, hitting 358, got some home runs. We got to cut down on those strikeouts, but that's not my job. That's his job. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here are your hosts, Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Kellner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Well, welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, our special guest. Man, what a life. He's going to write a book. He writes a book, I'm buying it. I'm going to tell you that right now. He's TJ Bennett. And he's playing, I guess, third base, right? Third base, second base, yep. Infielder. How's that for the Lake Country Dock Hounds? And, hitting the ball pretty well. You've 6 home runs already, TJ. That's a lot over so early in the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, seems to come in bunches for me. I get going a little bit, and I hit a few in a row, and my goal is just to try to stay consistent at the plate, stay consistent with my approach, not trying to do too much. And usually when I'm in a place of trusting God, trusting what he's placed in me and that he'll take me where I need to be, like he's done all along the way, a lot of times the results look a lot better at that point.
Well, think about this. You're in Australia, and Riley Unruh, and you heard that faith in the zone. He said, look, yeah. I was going a bad direction. I was struggling.
Yeah.
When TJ Bennett stepped up and as a man helped get me back on track. And you want to know why you were in Australia? There you go. You want to know why you were in Illinois? Man, yeah. Look at Becca and John. Look at this is – yeah. You look back and sometimes you question, like, Lord, are you sure this is where you want me to be? Well, yeah. Okay, let me tell you, when you're done there, let me show you all the influence that you've had because of this platform that I've given you. And, you know, I think it's really awesome. Hey, the Dock Hounds are managed by Jim Bennett. And, you know, your dad he's been around the game a long time. And and he's had a tremendous amount of success. And I love the fact that he was coached with David Nielsen, ex Milwaukee Brewer, by the way. And, you know, and people here remember him as a really good catcher, and he could hit the ball well. And everybody wanted to hear his post-game interviews with that Australian accent. And he, you know, your dad coached with him, and you played for him. And now you come back, and your dad's going to be coaching with the Dock Hounds. So they made a trade with Chicago, and you had a heck of a year with Chicago in 2021, man. You hit .357. Hit 9 home runs, 40 RBIs in 52 games, which is incredible. And they made a trade, and you got to come play for your dad. When you found out that you were heading to the Dock Hounds and the chance to play for your dad had to be a great day for you.
Yeah. I probably found out a few months before it happened. Once my dad got the job, Butch Hobson, our manager in Chicago, him and my dad have a great friendship relationship. So they had kind of just agreed that, you know, he'd find a way to get me over to play for my dad. Butch's son, KC, plays for him. So he's like, I get it, man. It's a lot of fun when you get to have your boy play for you. So, you know, my dad coached me in travel ball when I was younger. And so, like I referenced, I played for him in Fargo.
Yep.
He's just a great man. He's been my best friend for a lot of years. I spent a lot of years, unmarried, searching for what God had for me in life, riding the crazy baseball train, and he's been on that train with me every step of the way, supporting me, encouraging me, challenging me. Helping me prepare to be the husband and father someday that he knew that I hoped to be. He's a guy that I respect more than anybody. Anytime I receive a compliment or affirmation that, you know, I'm a good husband, I'm a good father, whatever it might be, I do attest so much of that to my dad. He modeled it for me. He loved my mom well, supports her, still does.
Yeah. Well, they've been married, and then looking at, they've been married a long time, brother.
They sure have. Yeah. I come from some amazing parents, and I'm so thankful for that. And you know, now that I'm starting my own family, I see the hard work. I see the challenging times or the, tough conversations, whatever it might be, and I'm even more impressed with them, knowing that they've been through that. Because as a kid, you don't really see that.
Nope,
you just don't see that. Oh man, they're great. Mom and dad love each other, and they love us.
Hey, TJ, is your mom living in Lake Country too in the Oconomowoc area?
She comes in and out, so she's got an awesome job that allows her some flexibility to work from home. So she, you know, when we're in town, she tries to be in town. We have a big family vacation coming up where my sister and her family, my grandma, my mom, they're all coming out for this next homestand. So she'll be in and out throughout the summer.
Well, I've got to believe that when Becca was going through the issues with the pregnancy, that, you know, look, you can feel like you're in the middle of nowhere in Oconomowoc with nobody there to help you, and I'm sure that the community was there to help, but maybe to have your mom or, you know, her family there had to be a really, really important part of that journey for her.
Yeah, you know, it was when I was playing for the Dogs. We were living in Rosemont, Illinois, just outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
In a hotel, and it was chaos. Thankfully, her family was only about 2 hours away.
Thank God.
So yeah. They were able to be present for us. My parents flew out a few times. Our sisters came out a couple of times. So our families on both sides just showed so much support for us and showed up as we needed them to. But yeah, it was a journey that we definitely didn't take alone.
Hey, when you had talked about, you know, your dad and you know, him helping you through, and one of the questions that I ask guys, and you know, it's hard sometimes to answer, but if you think about it, it's one way or the other, I guess. Was it easier for you to walk worthy in the locker room or outside of the locker room? And but baseball guys are different, TJ, just because there's so much travel involved and there's a lot of temptation in different cities. And sometimes you're on a team that doesn't have a fellow Christians with you. And sometimes the whole locker room is filled with Christians. So I'm wondering, for you personally, has it been easier to walk worthy inside the locker room or outside the locker room?
You know, it's a loaded question. I would say that answer has changed throughout the years.
Yeah.
I would say as I've grown and matured, you know, and as I've been around different locker rooms, thankfully, I have had a few opportunities to play in some really just Jesus-filled locker rooms, which has been really, really cool. So I would say yes, both. At times, you know, the temptation in the locker room seems worse than outside. At times, the loneliness outside the locker room feels worse than anything else that you're going through.
Yeah.
And so I would say, just as I've grown and learned and learned how to be around people that maybe believe differently than me or live differently than me, and have to still love them well, and to encourage them and walk alongside them without letting them influence me, you know, that's been a journey.
Yeah, it's you're right, and that question it's loaded, because that, you know, especially in baseball, rosters change a lot and your situation changes a lot depending on where you are, and you've played, look, in Australia, you've played all over United States, and it's different. We had Don Beebe, who played for the Green Bay Packers, and I think that's the first guy we asked that question to, and he said, you know, it was definitely easier for me inside the locker room when I was at the Packers, because Reggie White held you accountable.
Right.
When he walks over to your locker and says, hey, you walking worthy today? Man, you answer him, because he was a big man. And he said, look, he would have a thing called Saturday Night Live. When we had a home game, and him and his wife would invite people over to their house, and we played Bible games and stuff and ate dinner together and fellowship.
Yeah,
and it was cool. So that was really easy. And then all of a sudden the off season, and that's now a little bit more difficult. So, hey, TJ, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to ask you the question I end our show with, and that is, every uniform you've ever put on, you know, what uniform do you pull out, play one more game with that team? What team is it, and who do you play against and why? We're going to ask TJ Bennett that. Guys, go to DocHounds.com. DocHounds.com. Look, if you want to go see some really good baseball, see a brand new park in Oconomowoc, and watch TJ Bennett. Get up and clap when they announce him, because he is a man who has Look, he has lived a life for a young guy. Got a beautiful wife, got a beautiful son, and he's playing baseball, and he's playing well. He's utilizing this platform that the Lord has given him, and he knows why he's there. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to get up on the mountaintop any chance he gets to talk about, you know, his faith and how important it is to him. And TJBennett.counts.com if you want to get out and see a game. I'm going to be out there, and I'm telling you, in the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to let him know that I'm in the game, I'm in the park, and I want him to turn on one and lose that ball. And that's what I'm hoping for. Again, our special guest, TJ Bennett. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Because I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. This has been a really good show. And the problem is I got 400 more questions for TJ Bennett. And I'm going to ask him maybe later in the year if I can call him and have him come on again, because I just have not gotten – it's just such an interesting story to me. And the fact that he's now playing for his dad, I just think kind of wraps it all. And if you listen to any of the stuff I do, I really like those stories. I like the family dynamic of – but, you know, playing for our dad, working for our dad, stuff like that. And TJ has been kind enough to share that with us. Hey, TJ, the last segment, any uniform from Little League Baseball, and if you played multiple sports in high school, any team you've ever played for your entire life, we put every uniform, and you have a few of them, pal, we put them in the put them in the closet, and we could pull one out, and you get to play one more game with that team. What uniform is it? Why and who do you play against?
Man, I feel like I'm gonna cheat real quick.
It's all right.
One that sticks out to me is 12U East Valley Bulldogs, travel ball. Some of my best friends in life at that time. I think just that stage of life. You're just enjoying life, man. You don't have a care in the world. We had a ton of fun. We weren't the best team by any means. We definitely had the most fun. So playing baseball for the East Valley Bulldogs would be pretty sweet. But I would also say I want to be a person that lives in the present. And so I have to say tonight, put on my jersey tonight and go play. Because this is where I'm at. This is where God's got me, and I'm excited to see what He's going to do today. And I want to be expectant of what God's doing right now. So,
amen. You know what? That's not a bad way to cheat, right there. I'm telling you. You know what? Be in the present and put on the Lake Country Dock Hounds and you know do what you do. Hey, do you get nervous anymore before getting in the batter's box in any situations? Is there anything that gets you a little bit nervous playing baseball anymore?
I think if you don't get nervous, you shouldn't play. And yeah. I don't know if nervous is the right word or not. If your heart's not pumping, if it doesn't mean something to you, then what are you doing? You know, it matters to me. And so, yeah, there's moments that it matters. It seems to matter more than another. But I think that's the beautiful challenge is taking those emotions, those feelings, those nerves that are rising up in you and being able to control them and direct them and trust God with them, knowing that He's already got it all taken care of.
Man, he is TJ Bennett. And TJ, I'm going to ask you on the air, if it's okay, maybe once the season's over to call you back and do another show, because again, I've got 4 pages of questions to ask you. And I just love the fact that you were so kind with your time today and able to open up and really share some things with us that I think that's what a show like Faith in the Zone is all about. You know, as a professional baseball player, you know, to be able to say, look, that's what I do and this is who I am is just such a big part of this. And guys, I would, if you have not gone out, like I haven't, but I will, to see the Doc Hounds out in Lake Country, out in Oconomowoc, get out and see them play. And when they introduce T.J. Bennett, he's normally hitting third or fourth in that lineup. When they introduce him, get up and stand up and applaud him. More for what he's doing off the field. And he is just, there's no doubt his mom and dad are really proud of him. And Mary's got this beautiful 10-month-year-old Jai that's going to, I'll tell you what, you'll see him playing somewhere. If you go to those games in a year or two, he'll be running the bases, stuff like that. TJ, thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you in person, young man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, man.
You got it. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip on a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on 1250 a.m., The Fan.
'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.